There's warm seats at the front. If you're cold at the back, feel free to move around. Oh, the presence of the Lord is in this place. He's here. The Prince of Peace is here to minister to you and to me. And this morning I felt so much on my heart to speak about the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. I think if I was to ask the people of this world, what do you want for Christmas this year? And if there were no limits, to ask the people of this world, what do you want for Christmas this year? I think the number one thing that is needed in every heart is peace. Because the scripture tells us in the last days, the hearts of people will be full of fear. And this is what we are seeing, isn't it? And to a degree, this is what we are experiencing around us. The Mental Health Foundation in the UK reported, and this was before the pandemic, that 74% of adults in the UK have felt so stressed at some point over the last year that they felt overwhelmed or unable to cope. 74%. That is almost three quarters of the people. And this was before COVID came along. 32% of adults said they had experienced suicidal feelings as a result of stress. And 16% of adults said that they had self-harmed as a result of stress. That is just horrendous numbers, statistics for the UK. And that was based on 2018. Since COVID took place, the survey suggests that the levels of anxiety have doubled. As we ministered over in Stony Burn and we worked with a local charity over there, they reported that half of the population of the village were being put on antidepressants. Half of the village. Half of the village. That's what Jesus came to give peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And this morning, he's inviting every one of us to go deeper, to experience that peace. There is a fear not in Scripture for every day of the year. I think the Lord knew that we really need that. We need to be reminded every single day. This is why Jesus came. It's a very simple message. Can we go to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6? These are well-known scriptures. Isaiah, hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus came, he prophesied. He said, "For a child is born to us." This is the New Living Translation. "A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Prince of Peace. Now just look at the first two lines there. "For a child is born to us." This is the Christmas story as you probably think about it. When you see the nativity plays, when you see what is portrayed on Christmas cards, Jesus being born in the manger, Mary and Joseph are there. Typically they show you the angels, maybe the wise men. This is a story from Luke chapter 2. You're so familiar with it. This is the human side of Jesus coming. Then the next line, "A son is given to us." This is the divine side. This is the supernatural side. Yes, Jesus came as a human being, but who was it that came? A son. It's the Son of God that came. So often we focus on the first half at Christmas. the human side, Jesus coming, being born as a baby. It's a beautiful story. It's something that every person can relate to. But let's not forget the supernatural side, that he was the Son of God. And Mary conceived, although she was a virgin, it was by the Holy Spirit. This was the plan of God. The divine side, unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. And we read it also, this was in the Old Testament, but let's go to Luke 2. You'll be familiar with these verses. Luke 2, verses 13 and 14. Suddenly, the angel was joined with a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Another translation says, "And peace on earth to all whom God favors." So there's peace on earth, but to whom? To whom is the peace? Those who God is pleased with. Those who receive him. Those, if we go his way and do it his ways, we will know the Prince of Peace. How well do you know the Prince of Peace today? He's inviting you this day to open your heart deeper and to allow the Prince of Peace to come in. This is a promise to believers. Jesus said it himself to his disciples on the night he was betrayed. He was speaking to the disciples, John 14 and verse 27. Jesus said, "I am leaving with you a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Peace of mind and heart. Peace of mind and of heart. This is the gift of Jesus, because he is the Prince of Peace. To have peace in your heart, to have peace of mind. This is worth more than gold and silver. This is what the gospel is all about. It is supernatural. Because Jesus said he's given us his peace. Jesus, when it says he's the Prince of Peace, the word prince should talk to you about a kingdom. It's talking about the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Scripture says it's not meat or drink, but it's righteousness and it's peace and it's joy in the Holy Spirit. In that sequence, first righteousness, becoming right with God. When you become right with God through Jesus Christ, you will then receive the Prince of Peace. And as you receive the peace, with that comes the joy in the Holy Spirit, which is also supernatural and out of this world, literally out of this world. It's tangible, it's experiential. It's not theory. You can experience it for yourself, and you can experience more of it than what you have experienced up to this day. Because there's more. There's more. We can have a taste of heaven while we are here. We can taste and we can feel and we can experience the Prince of Peace. This supernatural Prince of Peace. When Isaiah said, "Unto us a son is given," he's really reminding us in advance why Jesus was going to come. Maybe you've never heard the gospel before and you're listening to this message. I want to show you John 3:16. You're still in the New Living Translation. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the love of God that he has shared with us. When Jesus came and Jesus was born, he was no ordinary child. He was born like you and I, yes, but he was no ordinary child. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and he was the Son of God and is the Son of God. He was sent by God to this earth on a special mission. On a special mission to rescue you and to rescue me. To bring you peace, to bring you everlasting joy. It was a special mission. It was to reveal the Father. If you go to Hebrews 1 and verse 3, it talks here about how Jesus is the express representation of God. Expresses the very character of God. The exact representation of God. You see, when people think about God, many people have the complete wrong picture. They think that God is angry. They think that God is causing them trouble. They think that God is punishing them, and this is why they are experiencing sadness, disease, whatever. And so they're attributing these things to God, but this is not true. Jesus came to show us in a human being what his real true character is, that he came to save. You read the stories of Jesus in the Bible and you'll see that he healed the sick, that he raised the dead, that he cast out the demons and he set people free. This is the true character of God. This is the true character that now we as human beings, now we can see the true character of God. If you couldn't see it before, when you look at Jesus, you can see the very character of God. You can see his love. It's tangible. It's real. It impacts your very being. It impacts your life. He also came to destroy the work of Satan, because Satan came to rob, to kill, and destroy. Satan has come to rob you of your true identity. He's come to steal your joy, to steal away the life of God in you. How does he do that? Through sin. Through sin. Jesus came to redeem man from the kingdom of darkness. Every one of us, hopelessly slave to our sin. No matter how hard you try, you cannot get away from your sin. The scripture says if we think we are without sin, we're really deceiving ourselves. Every one of us have sinful nature, and we are in need, desperate need, of someone to redeem us. We could not pay the price ourselves for our sin. But Jesus has paid it for us. That is why Jesus came, my friend. He came for you. He came to redeem you. He came to give you a new life. He came to give you peace, a supernatural peace that's not of this world. That's why Jesus said, the world can't take it away. Why? Because it's in a different dimension altogether. I want you to try and understand this peace. Use your imagination and imagine you're down by the seaside and there is a really big storm. There's a pier, the waves are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and now the waves are so big they're coming in there, you can't even see the pier anymore. And the waves are coming in on the shore and flooding the road that's running along the shoreline. And the people are panicking and trying to escape because this is a terrible, terrible big storm. But now imagine down in the sea, in the water, if you go down many, many meters in the water, you'll find there's no storm there. You'll find that the fish are just swimming along. And it's still. It's still. There's a storm up high. But in the water, the deeper you go, there's stillness and there's calm and there's peace. That is what the peace of God is like. God doesn't take you out of the world. You'll still be in this world. But you have a supernatural peace on the inside. And the deeper you go in the water, the deeper we go in God, the deeper our peace will be. If you only live on the surface, you will be disturbed by the storms. But the deeper we go in God, the more peace we will have. And we see that as we read in the scriptures, person after person. Just look at the life of Paul. He was through a lot of storms. My goodness, they tried to stone him. They tried to kill him several times. But he was always at peace. He was always at peace. Because this is a supernatural peace. It's tangible, it's real. I will never forget the first time I became so conscious about the peace with God, because there's peace with God, which is your first step to Jesus. Peace with God is when you encounter Jesus and allow him to come into your heart. When you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin, you have peace with God, because our sin separates us from God, and it means that we are uneasy on the inside. It doesn't matter what you try to do, you cannot get away from this uneasiness, because you were created by God the Father. He created you for very special purposes. Listen, it doesn't matter how you were actually born and what kind of childhood you have. You were no coincidence. You were planned by God. You were wanted by God for special purposes. Special purposes. He is the one that calls you. And when you receive Jesus in as your Savior, you have peace with God, because the righteousness of Jesus gets transferred from Jesus to you. Jesus takes your sin away and he gives you his righteousness. Wow, what a swap that is. How glorious that is. I shall never forget the first time I felt peace with God. I was in a meeting like this, and they preached the gospel, and they said, if you want to have peace with God, if you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, you walk to the front. And my heart was really, really beating. What a decision to make. Will I go God's way, or will I stay where I am? If I go God's way, I probably won't have any friends left. I don't know anyone in my school that are Christians. I don't know anyone at my work that are Christians. I'll probably not have any friends anymore. These are all considerations. Are we going to go God's way or not? But if I stay where I am, I am condemned forever. I have nothing I can give to God. I'm condemned by my sin. I'm lost. I am lost without God. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. And I walked forward. I walked forward. My thoughts were not so concise because I couldn't fully understand. But just this longing in my heart to have peace with God. And when I came forward, they read some of these scriptures to me. I didn't understand any of them. Look, you don't need to understand. Because I'm telling you, I walked forward. That was my way of saying to Jesus, I surrender to you. That was my way of talking to God. That was the only language I had at the time to talk to God, was to be stand to my feet and walk forward. Do you see what I'm saying? It was a way of telling God, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm giving myself to you. You have to take that step, my friend. If you're listening online and you've never taken that step, you can take that step right now. Make it a tangible step so there's no mistake. Get on your knees where you are and just call on the name of Jesus and just say, Jesus, I am so sorry for my sin, but thank you that you love me and you have paid for my sin. I receive you into my heart. By you kneeling down, God sees that. He sees your heart. You don't need to understand the whole Bible. That's going to take a whole lifetime. But respond. When we respond to Him, He comes. He comes. When I walked out of that building that day, I was skipping out because I had such peace. I didn't understand what had taken place. I just knew I had a peace I had never had before. That was peace with God. I was no longer in war with God because Jesus had washed away my sin. I understand that now. This is the most important decision to make in your life, is to receive peace with God, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's why He came. That is the crunch of the Christmas story. He's the Prince of Peace. Now, as we walk with Him, we can go deeper. As I said to you about the sea, you know, the deeper you go in the sea, the more still it becomes. So we can become deeper and we can receive more of the peace of God. As we walk with Him, we walk in obedience. Because remember in Luke, it said in those that God is pleased with, we have to go God's way. We get stubborn and we don't want to do it His way. He just waits. My friend, God doesn't change His ways for me or for you. He's the Creator. We go His way. That is the way it takes place. You can be like, I'm just going to wait for Him. He's not like a human being eventually giving in. You've got to go God's way. Because God's way is always the best for you. And it's always the best for me, going God's way. He is so good. He is so good. Now, some people claim that they've already made their own peace with God. That is not possible. It's not possible. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is the only way. There is no other way to get peace with God except through Jesus Christ. This is not very popular nowadays to say, but that is the truth. You see, as a church, let's not be influenced by the world. Let's be so tolerant and say there's multiple ways to God. That's not true. It's a deception. Jesus is the only way. And we must go His way. He is the door into the kingdom. He has paid the price for your sin. This is such good news. Why would you refuse that? Why would you not receive such a great gift? That someone has paid the price for you. That is the only way to have peace with God. It's through Jesus Christ. Let's look at Colossians 1, 19 to 20. For God in all His fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through Him, God reconciled everything to Himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. That's how He paid for your sin and for my sin, by dying on the cross. He died, His blood was shed for you and for me. It is by His blood that we are saved, by coming and receiving His free gift by faith, by believing it, we grab hold of it, We take it on board into our innermost being and we receive forgiveness of sin. And the scripture says that when we receive the forgiveness of sin, do you know that the day when you give your life to Jesus, your name is written in a very special book that the Bible calls the Lamb's Book of Life. It's written in. It's written by blood. And the scripture says the devil can do nothing about it because he's now paid the price for your sin. And your name is in that book. When you come to the end of your life, you will be with him forever. It's so beautiful what God has done for us. That's why Jesus came. That's why we celebrate the Prince of Peace. Paul wrote about the peace of God. And this is for all of us believers. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So it's by living in Christ Jesus. This means walking with the Lord every day. If we continue to walk with the Lord every day, his peace will guard our hearts and our minds, and we will not be living in the fear that's around us in the world. You will no longer be among the 74% that are so anxious and worried, but you will have the peace of God. It doesn't mean that you'll have all the solutions instantly, but you will have peace on the inside. You're still living in the same environment, but the way that you think about things is different. You'll think about things differently when you walk with the Lord, because he gives you his peace and he gives you his wisdom as we walk with the Lord. Now, it is possible sometimes that we get knocked over. I mean, who's never been knocked over in life? Huh? We've all tried it. Because life can be difficult. But the Lord comes. When something happens, instead of running away from the Lord, we run to him. He picks us back up. And he fills us with his peace. He is the Prince of Peace. So I just want to make an invitation. Maybe you are in a situation and you feel like you have lost the peace. You used to have the peace of God, but you feel like it's been overshadowed by circumstances. I just want to invite you to come forward and receive the peace of God afresh. The peace of God, which is here for every one of us. The Lord is inviting every one of us to receive that supernatural peace. The last 2 years have been very difficult for many people. For every one of us, hasn't it? It's been difficult. But the Lord is saying, I'm here. I am the Prince of Peace. Receive the kingdom of God. Receive the joy of the Lord in a new measure. James is just going to lead us. And as he does that, you're invited to come forward and